I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. But most of all, we like
surf careful, you'll surf. Wow, I like how you went high with that one.
You know,
it was a little like choiry.
Because I listen and I'm like, didn't hit it that time. So I'm just waiting for the time when I listen. I'm like, yeah.
And you're like, and there it is.
And there it is. It only took over a year to get there. 2 years.
Nice.
Oh, the thing I told you earlier was 2.5 years. I couldn't remember. It was like in 2022. Anyways, what was your, what did you do for self-care this week? I'll explain later what I just said.
Okay. So this week for self-care, I went to a concert at Red Rocks,
and it was
T-Pain and Akon. Convict music.
I just think of smack that all on the floor, smack that, give me some more, smack that.
We literally knew every song, like every word.
Those were our party songs in high school.
And it literally, like, it took me back. I was like, God, I'm old. But it was so fun, and T-Pain's amazing.
But you hear those songs, and it brings you back to, like, when you didn't have, you know, like, lower back pain and, like, bad knees. And,
right. So, yeah, it was so good because I think it was, like, 2019, maybe, where my friend Denny and I had seen T-Pain, but he was saying, like, that back then he, like, couldn't sell out shows. Like, he could only sell shows for like 1,000 people. And that show was at, I forget where it was. It was one of the smaller venues downtown.
Like Marquee or like Bluebird.
Something like that.
I can never remember which is which because they all look the same.
Which is the one that has the balcony? Which is the one that we went to Wolf Mother?
Oh my God, Fillmore.
It was at the Fillmore.
Okay, that's and a really small venue.
And we were on the balcony, and it was the last date of his tour, and we fucking raged. Like, he put on an amazing show. He is so epically talented.
Yeah.
He is such a good showman. Like,
you've never heard anything. I've never heard, like, bad things about his shows.
Oh, my God. He's so fun, and he's, like, relatable, and he, like, does a little bit of talking to, like, do some crowd work, but then he, like,
gets to it. I love when you can hear them talk, though, because sometimes you're like, oh, they have a personality.
Yeah, you know? No, he's so fun.
What about Akon? How was Akon's?
Oh, my God, Akon was amazing.
Okay.
Akon was so good. Like, we were kind of like,
did Akon open for T-Pain, or did they kind of go to, okay, because, like, Akon's huge, don't get me wrong, but, like, T-Pain.
Yeah, it was so epic. But so that show was the show where we were like, because we'd always wanted to see T-Pain.
Sure, yeah.
But we were like, holy shit, if he ever comes back, we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny because we had like seen, I don't know, there was like,
I wish I would have gone. So many of my friends went, and I was just like, oh.
He had done, there was like a TikTok, I don't know if I showed you or not, but he had done some festival over the summer, and he was like spinning around on stage, and someone put the like audio over top where it was like, he was a fairy. And like,
if you see it again, send it to me.
Yeah. So I had sent that to Denny, and we were like, if we ever get a chance to see him again, we have to go. And then
two days later,
the tickets went on sale, and we fucking went. Like, I was like, buying these now, we're going to T-Pain. Like, it was like meant to be.
Yeah.
So it was so
fun.
That's
like,
and it was
right
like
there.
The coldest night, but we dressed appropriately.
It's only going to get colder.
Yeah. I wore like my sleeping bag jacket. You know, the one that I wore to like the ice place?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the girl asked, what was your flavor of your marshmallow?
Oh, God, that was so weird.
So
theater kids creep me out.
So this girl, you couldn't, okay. And she was, great for kids, I'm sure. So we went to the ice sculpture thing, and this girl like walks over doing a voice. Also, I guarantee homegirl's getting paid like $15 an hour. Yeah,
we were, it was like a Santa's workshop situation where like they could do, like kids could do crafts.
We went through the ice sculptures and we were like, let's look around because it was cute.
Yeah, it was super cute. But like no one was in the little section where you could do crafts. We were just like, oh, that's cute. And she was working there.
She like walks over to me. I'm wearing a puffy vest and I love that vest. And she's like, what flavor is your marshmallow? And I was like,
what?
And I didn't get what she was saying.
It took a beat.
But we were like, huh? And I couldn't even like think. I'm like, what's blue flavor? And I'm like, blue raspberry. And she's like, oh, lovely. And then she like turns to you and Katie.
Oh, yeah.
And then you guys like quickly made up flavors.
I don't even remember what I said, but I was just like, this is weird. Can we go?
Let's leave. Yeah, we literally left after that. But I got a charcuterie ornament there. That was
that was cute. Yeah, so that was amazing. Really cute. Well, what did you do for your self-care?
Okay, really quickly before I start that, I saw something on TikTok that said what you've been manifesting the last 2.5 years will come to fruition. And like, because I was like, I only said year and a half. And I'm like, no, it said 2.5 years in 2022. So that's what I was talking about.
Oh,
like this podcast coming in. Sorry. I was like, I should clarify that because I just sounded insane. Okay, so this last week, 3 days ago was my birthday. So I
Happy birthday to you. It was
a good day. Yeah, we're literally down to the line on recording. This is coming out like in 3 days. But I celebrated my birthday. It was so fun. I went and got this place called Casa Caliente. I love them. I'm hoping that they can like cater the wedding reception. But I went there for lunch. I went and got my name changed, so I'm Kim Engler hyphen Sirstad, and I was told if you hyphen your last name, it makes your life so much easier on everything. She's like, because you still have that, you're just adding something to it.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, so she's like, sometimes your license, she's like, update it, but she's like, you aren't going to be like, people aren't going to be like, what's going on, because it still is like my name, so I was like, oh, that's good to know. So I changed my name. I was there for an hour, which I don't think was that bad. Oh, only waiting an hour, yeah.
That was at Social Security?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then I hung out with, like, my nieces and stuff like that. I think next year we might do a trip for Halloween, because why not?
Sure.
Who's gonna stop me?
Yeah, you know, and if you go to Mexico, you could tack on Day of the Dead.
Oh, my God.
Which is so fun.
Yeah.
Like, we went to Mazatlan a few years ago for Dia de los Muertos, and it was fucking amazing.
Well,
like,
we get a deal.
Best trip ever.
If we go, like, for our 1 year anniversary, because we could totally mix those two in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I'm in accounting, so I'm like, well, we can't do end of the month, but we might do something, I don't know, like that, because they celebrate it. Like, it is, like, the actual
date is like,
November
1st.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've actually been seeing that, and I'm like,
I saw that on their Instagram.
Yeah.
I saw they had
I still follow them.
Oh, yeah,
like,
me too.
It's their Instagram is amazing.
Yeah, their hotel, like,
and I get
it's
to, like,
such
live,
a beautiful resort.
So, but yeah, I celebrated my birthday. It was really fun, and then like it has not ended because we did something with friends last night. You were not feeling great. Missed you last night, but they brought us friend Sean brought us these cupcakes that are not cupcakes.
They're like literal cakes.
They're literal cakes, and that was really nice. And I brought some over here, and I don't know, it's just been. And then brunch with friends today, so.
Nice.
It's hard when it's the middle of the week, birthday. Yeah. So, yeah, it kind of goes, like, into the weekend.
But, yeah, you, like, celebrate it for a little bit afterwards.
I still had Halloween decorations up, and I'm like, sorry, guys. They're like, it was 2 days ago. I'm
yeah.
Like, yeah, but, you know, and they're like, no, like, you're fine. I'm like, okay. So.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Thank you so much.
If you didn't wish her happy birthday on social media,
you're dead to me.
I was going to say go there now, but
no, you can still do it. You won't be dead to me, but you have until like after we record, like on Wednesday. It drops. Could you imagine?
Oh my God. What are you going to tell me about?
So I'm going to tell you about the kidnapping / abduction of Patty Hearst.
Okay.
What?
Ooh, I got nervous because I'm also doing a kidnapping one, and I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, your eyes got really big. I was like, oh, God.
But this is a good one. I love this one.
Okay.
But so, I don't know all the details, so, like, I'm excited to hear it.
Okay. So before I start, my story might sound really weird because every single source, and I, like, read so many articles, I listened to a lot of podcasts. I listened to one called Even the Rich, and these are, like, the Wondery ones.
Oh, yeah.
Every bit of information was different between all of them because a lot of it came from her, and I don't think she was very honest about a lot of stuff. Sure. So
there was a drunk history on this.
Yeah.
Which is so funny. I love that show. I
didn't know that, and that makes me so sad I didn't watch that before. Oh, man,
you need to watch it.
I'll watch it. Who does it?
I don't even remember. I just remember, like, the actors and stuff. Like, I remember them, like, acting it out. I feel like maybe Kristen Wiig played Patty Hearst.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't know. It was, I mean, every Drunk History episode is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Well, my favorite one, ironically, is, like, one of the ones. Okay, Abraham Lincoln's my favorite one. He's like that ape-armed man for, like, long, 5 minutes.
Awkward ape-armed man.
And then
man.
At first you're, like, annoyed, and then it just gets funnier because he doesn't let it go. Yeah. He's like, awkward. And then my second favorite's Lewis and Clark. Lewis and like, and George, Clark. Georgia Hardstark yeah, did that one.
That
I was
one's
like, oh,
hilarious.
Shit.
So good.
Yeah. So if you haven't watched Drunk History and you don't know what we're talking about, go look it up. It's so great.
So fun.
And you like learn things kind of.
Oh, yeah. You learn like really good like history stuff that like there's even like some stories that like maybe you would have never known kind of thing. Like they kind of dive deep, which is cool.
Well, because they can't tell the same stories over and over. No. It wouldn't be funny. Yeah. So like there's the history of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And Jenny Slate does that. And I think Jenny Slate is so freaking cute.
I love Jenny Slate.
She's so cute.
It's hilarious.
So, okay. So Even the Rich was like my absolute favorite source, but Even the Rich is like this big podcast where they tell scandals about like what rich people do.
Okay.
And it's so good. Like I'm going to actually listen to them like after this because it was so interesting.
Nice.
Okay. So Patty, she liked Patricia, but her family called her Patty. So I might kind of like switch between the two.
Sure.
Because I know sometimes like with names, I switch between the two, but she was born February 20th. 1952 with it, which I think makes her an Aquarius.
Yeah, I believe so.
Aquarius, Pisces, cusper. So in 1954 to her parents Randolph Apperson Hearst and Catherine Wood Campbell, and her grandpa was William Randolph Hearst, and she was born near San Francisco. Okay, here's a quick question. Do you know what the family fortune is?
I have no idea.
Okay. Hearst Magazines was Every magazine was published by Hearst.
Oh.
Like, every magazine, especially during that time. Because, like, magazines now, like, you don't really see them anymore.
Yeah, no one really reads
but, like,
magazines.
I even know, like, when I was reading, like, 17 and, like, Cosmo Girl, I just remember being like, oh, it's Hearst.
Oh.
So they were, like, a publishing.
A huge publishing company?
Yes. Okay. Like, of magazines and everything.
Okay.
So let's fast forward to 1974. She was 19. And this was like early 1974, probably like January, February time. Mm-hmm. She was a sophomore at Berkeley and she was studying art history, which is kind of crazy because her family was like the super conservative family that were like,
right,
art history, clutch your pearls.
You should study business or something.
Liberal run media is ruining her. It's like, okay.
Okay.
I say that and they were like media. And she was living with her fiance, Stephen Wood, who was her teacher at one point.
Oh, awkward.
And they started dating when she was 16.
Oh, God.
And he was 23.
Sir.
Nowadays, that'd be illegal. But at that time, it was so normal.
Yeah. Like, no one thought anything
about it. Isn't
that
so gross? Like, that makes me like, I'm like, hi, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. Take a seat over there.
Take a seat,
sir. I'd like to ask you some questions.
Mr. Wood.
So, he wasn't a good guy. Based off of that, but he just would talk down to her all the time. And she liked him because he was, like, liberal and, like, was worldly and, like, knew his shit.
Right. Well, and, you know, like,
I'm just imagining
like everyone's had a crush on, like, their English teacher. Like, let's be for real.
Oh.
Didn't you?
Oh, did you have attractive teachers at your high school?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay, I didn't.
Oh.
Well, no, that was college. And even then, he was, like, attractive because, like,
Mr. Odese was so hot. And, like, I don't like a bald guy usually, but I was like, for you.
Here's the thing I've realized. I don't like bald guys either, but if they have facial hair,
yeah,
they can get it.
You have to. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to grow a good beard. Sorry. Otherwise, you look like Mr. Clean.
Like, and even if you're, like, it's just scruff, like, you have to have it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Agree. Okay, so she's in love with her teacher.
They're engaged. He is not just her teacher.
Is obsessed.
She is. They are fiancés, if you will. So Her family didn't like him because, again, they were like this conservative Republicans, blah, blah. And he was like this liberal guy who was into philosophy and all that stuff.
Right.
And I would be supportive of it.
Art.
Yeah. I mean, okay. No, not art,
but like, you know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Well, she's studying art history. Yeah. So it's not wild to be like, anyways. So I would be more supportive of this relationship if A, he wasn't a creep who was like kind of creeping on the 16-year-old, and B, he was a good guy, but he would talk down to her and tell her she didn't know her stuff. Like, he would constantly lock her out of the house.
Oh, no.
Just to be an asshole.
Okay. Like, but, he'd be mad or something stupid. Yeah. So, wait, when did they get engaged, though? Was it, like, right after high school?
1973, 1974. So, it was, like, it was, like, into their, you know, in that, at that point, people didn't date like we do now. Like, Keith and I, we were together for 5 years before we, like, turned the relationship further. So it sounds like they were, like, 16 to 19, so maybe they were together a little bit longer, but again.
But they were, they started dating while she was in high school, yeah.
And he was her teacher.
Yeah, no, that's highly inappropriate.
But, yeah, he was not a good guy. He was rude to her. He was like, oh, I'm different, but I like typical gender roles. You know, like, you should be in the kitchen barefoot.
Oh, my God, he's like, what did you watch Love is Blind?
Yeah.
He's like Ramses. He's like, I love women and women's rights, but actually,
I,
when it comes down to it,
loved Ramses at first.
I loved him too.
I thought he was great. And he then
put
like
on a good show.
Yeah. I feel like the Rihanna song, like, fairy, thanks for coming. Like, you put on quite a show. Really heard me. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, he would be all liberal, but like, but women should be in the kitchen barefoot and having babies, you know, normal stuff.
One of those guys. He's like, I'm a feminist too. But then like when it comes down to it, he's like, actually, ew.
Yeah. Feminists.
Men get should out be of my the face. Leaders of the free world. Like, shut the fuck up.
My favorite is when people talk down about feminists not realizing that it's not about like women's rights. It's about being equals.
Yeah.
And like men can be feminists. Like, it's so funny when you ask, you're like, what is feminism? And they're like, well, women are just like wanting all these rights. It's like, no. It's not even women. It's also like men's rights being equal to each other.
Right.
Like you could be a feminist and be all about like men should also have rights to children. Like that's feminism, baby. But, you know.
So Mr. Wood sucked.
Yeah. So I just want to mention that like we are not a fan of this man. Just so you know. Okay. So February 4th, 1974, they were just chilling at home. She was like listening to the radio. He's reading a book. You know what you did in the 1970s. Maybe watching TV. Who's to say? I just know he was reading like pretentious asshole. I'm just kidding. I love reading. So they got a knock on their door. Not sure what time. But some lady was like, hey, I hit your car. I don't know whose car I hit, just that situation.
Right.
And Steven was like, great, or whatever. And all of a sudden, out of the darkness, two other figures come and they start beating the shit out of Steven Wood. And
well, that's terrifying.
They go in and they grab Patty and she's like, please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. And they're beating up Steven, just beating the shit out of him. And Steven Wood... not your husband, the shitty Steven. He is like, take whatever you want. And he runs away.
He's like, including but not limited to my wife.
I don't think they meant her, but like, what? If
he just bailed on her, she's like, wait.
Was like, take what you want.
You're just going to run away and not bring me with you? And
ran the fuck away.
That's embarrassing. I would be like,
wow, we are so over.
That's so embarrassing. Like,
so essentially, yeah, oh, wow. They were like, take Patty.
Yeah. Take Patty. I don't care as long as I'm safe. Like, what?
But they tried to, before they took Patty, they tried to find a safe because in the papers they had seen, because at this point, when very rich people or prominent people got engaged, they would have mentioned it in the paper. And this group called the Simonese Liberation Army, SLA for short, and that's how I will be referring to them for the rest of this episode.
Okay.
We're like trying to find ways to make money, you know, like kind of get their message across. They were a liberation army. So, you know, they were just.
What does that even mean?
Very liberal, very anti-capitalist. And I'll kind of get into a little bit more of what they did. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So anyways, so they took Patty after they saw that her and Stephen Wood had been engaged. They saw it in the papers. And they were like, this is because she's part of the Hearst family.
Yeah.
And in 1974, what you have to understand is we don't know magazines now. Like, yes, I used to buy magazines. But
well, they know she's hella rich is the point, right?
They think she's hella rich.
Yeah.
And they're like, but when her grandpa William Randolph Hearst passed away, he had five children to split his fortune between.
Oh.
So... yes, they have
not
money.
Not as rich not, as like, they're these not, people yeah. maybe think.
Like, none of them have to work. But, you know, she's just going to Berkeley and stuff like that. They see she's engaged. Oh, the Hearst family name. Sure. It would make sense that they're like, oh, my God, they got money.
So they're basically, like, kidnapping her to, like, get money out of her?
Kind of. And we'll get into it. But her family also has a lot of, like, political ties.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's not just, it's oh, not they have money.
Simply money.
Money is a big part of it. Yes, but sure. At the same time, they have family ties. And I don't think money was the main
factor,
but I'll get into that. So it was Angela, Bill, and DeFreeze. And DeFreeze is kind of like the guy in charge of everything. Like he's the...
he's like the head honcho.
He's the head honcho, if you will. So they were interested in getting her because Hearst published capitalist propaganda all the time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Uh-huh. So... something they did before they had kidnapped Patty is there was a superintendent named Marcus Foster, and he was an African-American male, and he was the superintendent at Oakland Unified School District, and they were constantly having issues with kids fighting and, like, just absolute just pandemonium, violence, all of that stuff.
Okay.
And Marcus Foster actually really cared, and he was well-liked. A lot of people liked him. But what he did was he hired armed guards to keep the school, like the school kids safe.
Okay.
And the SLA were just like, why would he do bullshit like this? Why is he hiring like policemen? They were also anti-police, you know, anti.
Okay, so they were like hella liberal.
Yes, hella liberal. And they're just like, why? And Marcus Foster wasn't doing it because he's like, I believe
he's
the police.
He's literally trying to keep the kids safe.
Trying to keep kids safe.
Like, be
the
for fucking
violence
real.
Was off the charts.
And that he helped, right? Like, it worked?
Yes, for the short amount of time it was a thing. But, like, he wasn't doing it. And they're just like, and, you know, DeFreeze was also an African-American male. So he's like, he's against us. He's against us.
Oh, okay.
And so, but he was well-liked by people. So they, one night, were out in an alleyway and they shot him with cyanide-laced bullets.
What the fuck?
Which is like...
like overkill.
Thank you.
Relax.
The word I was going to use is overkill.
Cyanide-laced bullets. Chill out, dude.
Yeah. And he was rushed to the hospital. He passed away. And this was November 1976.
What the hell?
The kidnapping of Patty was February 1974. So it was in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But like overkill.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Chill out.
So when they... and I just wanted to mention that was kind of like what was giving them some like... not great, like, notoriety or whatever you want to use. But they, when they kidnapped Patty, their first request was they wanted two of their members released from prison.
Okay, like, but she the has people the power were, to fucking do that?
Were in prison for, like, fucking murder. Like, they weren't going anywhere.
Okay.
And so they were like...
she's a fucking, like, heiress to a magazine publishing company. What?
Yeah.
Like, what?
But that's what their first demand. And then they kind of realized, yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, dude. Like that's sense. A big ask.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
And they didn't really want money. I mean, you need money.
Sure.
But they also asked the Hearst family buy food for the poor.
Okay.
So.
Like, do a good deed.
Her father, who he loved Patty, he would have done anything for Patty. They had a very close relationship. Aww. He was like, yeah. And he sent all this money to like food banks and stuff like that. And the car was even robbed on its way to like food banks or whatever.
Oh.
He spent $2 million. And the demand that he wanted, the amount of food he wanted would have equaled like $400 million at that time.
Oh, at that time. So that's like a lot of money.
And her dad didn't have that kind of money.
But he was doing it for her.
But he would have done, so he spent $2 million, and that was a lot, especially in the 70s.
Yeah.
But he just, he didn't have the type of money that DeFreeze was thinking he had. Like, the SLA was acting like these people were, like, multi-billionaires, which they had money, sure, but, like...
Not to the extent that he thought.
Not to the extent. That was split between five children, and, like,
so how did he spend $400 million, though?
He didn't have the money. That's what they wanted. Oh,
that's what they asked for.
What they wanted from him, the food that they wanted him to donate would have been around $400 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And okay. He was just like, I don't have that kind of money. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I'm like, it was split between five others. And, you know, Patty was rich and, like, her family was rich, but she didn't have any idea of how much money her family had. I mean, what kid does?
Yeah, you're not like, hey, you, mom and dad, like, yeah, with all of our assets and everything, like, no, that's not really, like, conversations, I feel like. Well, I don't know. I guess from my experience, I don't have conversations like that.
No. Okay.
Maybe rich people do.
So I'll get into it a little bit. So Patty would watch the news, and DeFreeze would kind of get in her head. Sounds like somebody we know would get into her head and just be like, you know, we're not asking your dad for that much, and your dad's just not wanting to spend the money on you.
Oh,
like, I guess maybe they don't really love you as much as they do.
Oh, no.
Your dad is a capitalist pig.
Oh.
Your fiance is a capitalist pig. And she immediately was like, fuck Steven, which, sure. Girl, I'm on your side about that. He left you. Like,
he ran away like a bitch.
Yeah, he did. But what she wasn't aware of, and DeFreeze is also Donald, but I'm going to say DeFreeze because because I've started with that.
Yeah.
He had originally been a convict who was in prison for 7 years for just, like, all these different crimes.
Okay.
So when he came out, the SLA is kind of like, he had a few friends and they were just like, we're against capitalism, which, okay. I mean, smart kind of. But they were, like, against it in the wrong ways. And just, like, they were very anti-capitalist. So they created this, you know, group and everything. And they just saw other groups, like, they watched, like, the Black Panthers.
Okay.
And, like, saw kind of what they did.
So they were kind of, like, formulating their own.
So they wanted to be extremists. After these other groups. Like, the Black Panthers were well-known. We still talk about them today.
Oh, yeah.
They were super well-known. So they kind of wanted to be just as, like,
In that kind of realm.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, that was also more of a, like, liberal group and everything that stood for rights.
But, like, also, like, not in the same way.
Yeah. And they, like, were like, KKK, absolutely not. Well, that's too, like, that's the other way we want to go. But they want a notoriety. So in killing Marcus Foster, that was getting them notoriety.
Right.
The kidnapping of Patty Hearst was giving them notoriety. And
but it's so extreme.
It's so extreme. But, you know, Patty was watching the news with them. She was pretty agreeable, which is smart to do when you're kidnapped.
Well, yeah, you don't want to, rock the boat and get murdered.
But yeah, they were essentially like, yeah, your dad doesn't really care to get you back. But President Ronald Reagan at the time was like, meh, we do not negotiate with these kinds of people.
These kind of crazies.
And Patty Hearst's dad is like, well, I fucking love my daughter. But it's like, and Ronald Reagan would do, like, say, like, stuff, but it's like,
what can he really ignoring it?
Like, you can't just ignore this, bro.
You can't ignore it, but you also probably shouldn't, I don't know, like,
say stuff about it.
Yeah. To give them more attention.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure. But he just wanted to, like, help them out. But he's like, you can't just send money.
There's some way that they could figure out that I don't know. But
I just think, like, nobody knew what the right, even the SLA didn't know what, like, the right way to do stuff would be. So DeFreeze is getting in Patty's ear. He's like, your dad doesn't want to do everything.
He's a capitalist.
And Patty decided to start sending recordings out that would show she was alive, and she was actually kind of, like, on the side of the SLA.
Okay.
She would send recordings of, like, yeah, they're doing this because of this, this, and this.
So she becomes spokesperson, almost, like, the and head of...
And she supports them.
Yeah.
So, something that's very interesting about that was they told her, we can... And this is, like, this is the biggest thing that is... This is the biggest point of contention between this entire story.
Okay.
Is Patty told people in the 70s, she changed her tune, and I'll tell you what that changed her tune was. She said in her recordings that they told her they would release her or she could join the SLA. And she decided to join the SLA. She liked what they stood for, all that stuff. Later on, she was like, they told me to join
or die. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What was the real story? Who knows?
And they gave her the name. They're like, well, your new name is Tanya. And they gave her the name Tanya because so Tanya weird. Used to be a member in the past that like wasn't a member anymore. So it
Tanya
was like.
Died. She's new Tanya.
I don't know if Tanya died.
Tanya 2.0.
They just said she was like an older member that they were trying to. So I'm sure she. Yeah.
Like, we can't think of another name. So Tanya left.
Do
you
it.
Could be Tanya.
Yeah.
Tanya 2.
So another big part of like when she joined the SLA, they were very free love and they would all sleep with each other.
Oh, God.
And Patty agreed to sleep with people. But the women in the group were like, no, we kidnapped her. We do not want to be taking advantage of her, which I love that they kind of did that.
Hell yeah, women.
They were like, no.
Let's not make this a weird sex crime kidnapping.
If she wants to sleep with people, that's fine. But that is her choice.
Okay.
We're not going to force her to do any of that because that's not why we kidnapped her.
That wasn't the point.
Which is so forward thinking. Okay. I'm like, that's awesome. But Patty was like, no. And she slept with Bill. What's really confusing in the story is they refer to Bill and then they say Willie and then it goes back to who Bill was. So that's a weird inconsistency in every story. So she slept with Bill, but sometimes she slept with Willie. And I'm like, is this the same
two different
person?
People or?
In some stories, there's two different people. In some stories, it was the same person.
Okay.
That was the biggest part that was confusing. So that's something I want to like clear up right away because no other stories talked about that. I'm like, okay. So maybe
so
there was
sleeping with people.
So she's sleeping with Bill and or Willie.
And now
I don't
she's
know.
Like on their side.
Yeah. And she slept with DeFries at one point. And I just want to mention this. This is kind of gross. But she later on was like, I didn't want them to think I was racist, but I really didn't want to sleep with him. And like I decided to so people wouldn't think I was racist.
Oh, gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you are racist.
Yeah, there's no way around it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, again, they were in her ear and they were like, yeah, your family doesn't want you back. And she joined them. And then in April 17th, 1974, they robbed Hibernia Bank.
Her name is Hibernia?
The bank was Hibernia Bank. I don't know. There was different names. Yeah.
I'm so stupid.
No, you're fine. You're just
person.
Like, what?
I was like, weird fucking name.
But like during this bank robbery.
Okay, got it.
Again, she's trying to spin the story that she, you know, was kidnapped and like, she didn't have a choice.
Forced to do this.
And she's telling people, get on the fucking floor or blow your fucking head off.
So she's really into
that's it. That's not somebody who is being forced to do this.
Yeah, because you'd probably just stand there and be like, I'm participating, sort of.
I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah, she's like really going full force into it.
Yeah, yeah. So she had joined this group. They robbed the bank. They had a successful bank robbing. She's just doing all the stuff. She's sending intermittent recordings to everyone, but people who knew who she was. So when they would go on missions and stuff like that, she would typically be the getaway vehicle because if people saw her.
They'd recognize her.
Uh-huh. Because she was like, you know.
She's kind of like almost like not a celebrity, but like, you know.
People knew who she was.
Yeah.
All right. So one time Bill and Emily were a married couple, but Bill was also sleeping with her at that point.
Sure,
so
free love.
Yeah. Free love. Do what you want. So Bill and Emily were at a sporting goods store and, you know, they had already had some notoriety with stealing Patty. So you're not going to rock the boat by stealing at a sporting goods store, right?
I mean, they robbed a bank.
Wrong. They're going to steal. They're going to just shoplift.
Okay.
Why are you going to shoplift? That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard if you're at a sporting goods store. So Patty's in the car. She's just chilling there. And Bill ends up shoplifting, like, I don't really know what. Every story was different, but he had decided to shoplift something, and that was in the 70s when people were like, store employees were like expected to tackle the person if they saw them stealing stuff.
Right.
You know, nowadays it's like don't look
pursue
at
them. Yeah,
it used to be like ask them if they need help continuously, and now it's like don't even approach them.
Yeah,
That's why people were taking handfuls of clothes from Marshalls.
Oh, wow.
Did you watch the videos of that?
No.
People would go into Marshalls and, like, TJ Maxx and, like, Ross and, like, take, like, handfuls of stuff and just walk out the door with them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, we went to Ross the other day and Keith bought some boards. They have
a security guard there?
Now they do. And the guy was like, and he wanted to check a receipt, which I totally get it. And he was like, I just want to make sure they didn't overcharge you. I was like, you're just trying to make sure people aren't bringing handfuls of clothes outside. And he started laughing. He was like, you knew about that? I was like, yeah, I saw videos. And Keith was like, yeah, we were at Marshall's like a year ago. And we just saw some guy grab an entire handful of stuff and just walk out.
Oh, wow.
I loudly said, is that guy seriously stealing right now? Because we were walking in, this guy was just walking out. And he like looked back at us and was like, I don't want to get shot. I don't care that much.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we saw it in front of us. It was wild.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, so yeah, so he shoplifts and this guy, like the owner of the store or the store manager or something, like confronts him outside and he tackles him.
Okay.
And Bill has a gun and the store associate has a gun.
Yeah.
And when Bill wasn't trying to shoot him, but he dropped his gun and it started just firing everywhere.
Oh, God.
And they saw the store associate go behind something to hide from the bullets and he started shooting back. And Patty was like, what the fuck? Because she saw this all happening because she was waiting in the car. So it was just like, cool, that's on the news. That's now known. Like, cool, you just like... Yeah, you just gave us
over
up.
Or something stupid, too. Yeah. Like, what are you even, like, shoplifting from a sporting goods store?
Yeah, exactly.
A tennis racket? Like, what are you doing?
Hey, Denise, sometimes people have to play tennis, right? Okay?
It's really important.
Yeah, it's really important to them and me now. I've just now decided that. Okay, so anyways, so they're just, like, trying to figure out, like, a way to get away because people have seen their car. So they see a van for sale and they decide to go to the door and they're like, hey, we see your van's on. Can we buy your van? But we want to take it for the test drive. Okay. And an 18-year-old boy was like, well, yeah, you can take it for a test drive, but I'm coming with you.
And sure, like any normal person would do.
Yeah, so the kid gets in the car and they like show him their guns. And the kid's like, dope, that's guns. And they're God. This is Patty. And he's like, oh, shit. He's like he's excited.
Like stoked. He's not stoked. Scared. They're he's like, not well, that scared. Didn't work out how we wanted.
Yeah. So at this point, I forgot to mention, Bill had a handcuff around his hand because the store associate tried to handcuff him, like citizen's arrest.
Okay.
I forgot to put that part in. So they take the van, they go to Montgomery Ward, which was like a, like, Sears at that time. Okay. So they can get something to take the handcuff off.
Okay.
And they take this kid with them. And I say the cool teen because, like, the kid's cool. Like, he's just fine with
it. He's just here for the ride.
Yeah.
He's
like, so hell yeah. They go to Montgomery Ward. They take off the handcuff. And the kid's like, can I keep the handcuffs? And they're like, yeah, you can keep the handcuffs.
He's like fangirling over these people.
Yeah. So this kid's like, you know, I do have to be back home because I have, like, a baseball playoff game. So they were like, okay.
I have shit to do, you guys.
Yeah. They give him the van back. They go home. They go home. They let him go to his game and they give him the van back.
Oh my God.
And anyway, so they end up carjacking someone else. I'm sorry if this kid, like, he sounded adorable. I probably would have been like, we can't carjack him. Yeah, he's too cute.
He's too precious.
So yeah, they take him home. They give him the car keys and they're like, we're not taking your van. But they end up carjacking someone else.
Okay.
And Emily, it's Emily, Bill, and Patty at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they mention, Emily's like, you know, I used to work at Disneyland. They have really cheap motels all around Disneyland. Huh. Like, we have to lay low. Because the police are also closing in on their little hideout area.
Yeah.
Because of, like, parking tickets and stuff like that.
Oh.
It's just a shit show. A lot's going on. So, yeah, they're like, there's cheap motels all around Disneyland. Let's just go there. They were in Inglewood and they were going to Anaheim. And that's about 30 minutes away from each other.
Okay.
So it's not crazy far. So they go to a cheap motel and they just kind of, like, lay on the bed and watch the news to see what's going on.
Okay.
Because of that shootout. Right. That was like
they want to see if, like, they're onto them.
Yeah. So, yeah, they just watched the news and the other members of the group realized that they were about to be caught by cops because of, like, parking tickets and descriptions of vans. Because if you realize someone saw their van.
Yeah.
And so they're, like, closing in on them because of parking tickets. So they leave their safe house and they end up going down the street close to, like, their safe house, and they pay a lady. They're like, hey, can we hang out at your house for a little bit?
What the fuck?
And the lady's like, what? And they're like, we'll give you $100. Yeah. They're like, we'll give you $100. And the lady's like, okay, cool. And they are starting to make like Molotov cocktails and stuff at this lady's house.
What the fuck?
And this lady has kids. And she like talks to the grandma.
That's hilarious.
And the grandma's like, no. So the grandma of the children comes by, sees the SLA members there, and is like, absolutely.
This is a bad idea. Cocktail hour is over. Everyone get out.
So grandma ruins the fun because she takes the kids and then she ends up calling the police. Because people knew the SLA members were there.
Someone's got a think here.
Yeah. Jesus. Thanks a lot, grandma, ruining the fun. So they stay at this lady's house, and they're just fucking around, and the house goes up in flames.
What?
Yeah, because they're making Molotov cocktails, and they're like shooting guns and stuff like that.
They're shooting guns in the house.
Yes. So it
ends up...
Is that
worth $100? Not for
no,
me.
No, it's not. So the lady gets out and all that stuff, and the landlady, who she's living in her building, literally
she's renting,
stumbles out drunk.
Oh my god.
Like,
oh wow.
Yeah, well, they're making Molotov cocktails and like
what?
Fire breaks out and
a
stuff
shit
like that
show.
So the lady that like let the SLA members in gets out. A lot of the members don't, because they're trying to hide out.
Y'all,
they try to hide under the floorboards.
Guys, there's a fire. What are you...
Yeah. But
what are you doing?
They didn't want to get caught, so they thought if they went, you know, to the basement.
Just go to the basement.
Yeah. So a lot of the members died.
Sorry, that's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, if you're in a Liberation Army. It was just like, all I'm telling you is just like a shit show.
Wow, these people are
so
really smart.
The remaining members are like Bill, Emily, and Patty. Okay. But at this point, Patty's family doesn't know if she made it,
like,
out of the fire, because they're like, the SLA members died.
Oh, okay. So it's
so
the news
a
that,
lot
like,
of,
there's a fire.
Yes.
And SLA
there was a big
freak
out that, like, oh my God, Patty's dead.
Oh, shit.
So, anyways, so Patty lets people know in the news she's still alive. She was not there when that happened.
Okay.
Because she's like the spokeswoman for it.
Right.
So
she's got to do her announcements.
Yeah. So Patty, Emily, and Bill kind of like go off and do their own thing, and some women join. A lady named Kathy decides to join too.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's
she
like
meets
recruiting new members.
Yeah,
they're like, you can be Billy too.
And Patty ends up sleeping with Kathy's brother too at that point, so I'm sure Bill's like,
I thought
oh.
you were gonna say Kathy, and I was like, oh, Patty.
I wish that would be so much more romantic. But Kathy's not in it for long. It's just kind of
like
a footnote.
Like
Kathy
member.
Joins. Yeah, and like Patty sleeps with Kathy's brother. But anyways, so they end up, they're like, we need to do another rob, you know? Like
we got
to
do another rob.
We got to do another robbing.
It's called robbery, rob for
think,
short. We got to rob, you know?
I thought it'd be funnier if I said that, because I couldn't think of the word. I'm like, what's the American phrase for? So they're like, we got to rob another bank.
You guys, we got to do another rob.
So the other bank robbing was a little bit more bad. It went bad. Not that a bank robbing is ever good, but this
terrible.
One went... It went very not good, and
super
Emily
sideways.
Ended up killing a woman.
Emily!
Yeah. And
dude.
They only got $15,000.
Not cool.
Which is like, don't rob a bank, but that's also like pathetic if somebody had to die over 15 grand.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So, it was like, that wasn't worth killing somebody.
No.
And it was Emily that killed the lady, so the cops were after Emily at this point.
Okay.
So, they're closing in on them. The police are end up being able to track Emily and Bill down to a motel. And after this bank robbery, they're like, we're kind of done with each other. Like, Bill and Emily are married and they kind of do their own thing. And, you know, like, Patty's like, okay, whatever. So she kind of goes to like a random apartment. She stays there. And like, Bill and Emily are staying at like a hotel or a motel or a Holiday Inn.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
So they find them there, and they end up arresting them at this point. And yeah, like I mentioned, the group kind of disbanded a lot.
Okay.
And anyways, they went to this apartment for an unrelated reason, but they ended up finding Patty there. I think Bill and Emily might have said
maybe
something
they tipped
there.
Her off, yeah. Tipped the police off.
Yeah, that's okay. What I think happened. But like nobody talks about that. I'm like, oh yeah, you just randomly went to a random apartment and found Patty. They just randomly went to an apartment. I'm like, fuck off. I'm sure Bill and Emily were like,
Bill
hey,
and Emily definitely tipped the police
off. Get a load
off.
Of this girl.
Which is kind of bold because like Emily's a murderer. So yeah. Like, I mean, I guess you can make anonymous phone calls. So
yeah, I mean, none of them are great because like Patty ended up doing all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then, the SLA was just all over the place. I'm like, then people died. And then all of a sudden, so I'm just like, yeah, it sounds like insane. So Patty's arrest was so like over the top. She ended up peeing her pants. They actually let her change her pants before they arrested her.
Because she was scared?
Yeah, because she was scared.
Oh.
And like, you got to think about it. She's a rich girl who came from this privileged life. And all of a sudden, she's doing like all this crazy, like
crime.
Yeah, crime and stuff
Robbing.
Like that. So, but she, when her, like her dad was like, well, I want to get her a good lawyer, which is really nice of him.
Sure.
Like after. And
but also she was like complicit. Like.
Okay, we'll get into that. We will get into that. Because that's like hotly debated. I think there was a little bit of Stockholm syndrome.
I could see that. Sure. Yeah. I could see it like. I think it's like a mix, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it started out as Stockholm syndrome, and then maybe it kind of escalated to like, I mean, she was into it.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
That's debated. Like,
yeah.
My mom and I even talked about it. My mom's like, oh, you're covering Patty Hearst. Well, let me tell you. And I'm like, Mom, I literally know where you're going with this. Anyways, so she wet her pants. And when she started talking to a lawyer, she's like, tell everyone that I'm thriving and doing great.
What?
And she was smiling.
Thriving?
Girl, in reality,
what are you talking about?
She had gotten down to 87 pounds and she was not thriving, nor was she doing well.
Yeah,
she was just,
you
like,
were just like,
tell everyone I'm doing well.
What?
So she went to the Federal Correction Institution, Dublin, which was in California.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, she had, in prison, she dealt with a collapsed lung.
Oh.
And she just like had a series of just medical issues. Like she was underweight and all this bullshit.
Okay.
And she had to go through like surgeries.
Oh my God.
And just stuff like that because she wasn't doing well. Like you are
so
not.
So clearly she was not doing well in the care of the SLA people.
No, she wasn't doing great.
So like.
But she's like, I'm doing great. Like, I'm smiling. And then it's like, are you?
You're suffering.
Yeah. Huh. So, yeah, the surgery, she wasn't able to testify against, like, Bill and Emily Harris.
Okay.
Because they were like, yeah. And, you know, they were actually being arrested on robbery, kidnapping, and assault charges.
Because about murder? Emily?
I think it was a... I think that's weird, too. But I think they, like, were, like, pled down because they were like...
Oh.
They already had so many charges against
sure.
them. And
okay.
I don't really know. And I think that's kind of crazy, too.
Huh.
And I think probably they were like, it was an accident. We assaulted her, whatever.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure, but murder should have definitely been on there. But
yeah.
It was not.
Okay.
And they actually had to hold Patty in solitary confinement because she was kind of a celebrity. And like,
oh.
If you're a celebrity in prison,
yeah.
You do not do well.
Yeah.
And she was even granted bail.
Okay.
And it was under the conditions of bond. And like, if you're held under bond, bond is like 10% of what your bail would be. And bond just ensures that you're still going to go to all the court dates and you're just going to comply. You're not going to commit any more crimes.
Like,
they
be
typically
good.
Typically allow bond, an affordable bond, you know, for people that aren't super violent, but that's nowadays they do that, you know, they have like more, it just, not everyone can be under bond.
Sure.
Fun fact, I went on a date with a guy who was under $4 million bond. That's a fun fact.
What?
He tried to kill a cop.
What?
Should I cover him at some point?
You should.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say his name. Yeah, no, we went on a date. It was really awkward.
Why not?
Why? What do you mean?
Why not say his name?
Oh, so I can cover it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And I'm scared if he gets out of prison, he'll kill me.
He'll be fine.
He knows where my family lives. Anyway, But yeah, she was protected on bond and she had an appeal hearing on November 1976. Keep in mind, she was kidnapped on like February 1974.
Yeah, so that's like a while for her to be.
Yeah, so she was involved in the sporting goods robbery and everything.
Yeah.
But she was able to just get probation for that because she was still involved.
Yeah.
Like, she was the getaway vehicle.
Yeah.
So she pled no contest and, you know, she tried to be like, they coerced me into it. I didn't want to be there.
Right.
So that's what we got to remember is all this. She played the whole like, what?
I'm a victim.
I'm a victim. I didn't want to do any of this. And they're like,
But like to her defense, like if she had escaped, like what would they have done? You know? Like these people are armed.
That's why I can go back and forth. They're a little cray-cray. Telling people she was going to fucking blow their heads off. You don't typically do that when you're like being.
I don't know if your life depended on it.
I don't know, but
like, go balls to the wall.
Yeah.
And to kind of like manipulate them into thinking you're like soups in it, you know?
I don't know, because like those women were like, you cannot have sex unless you want, like unless you are down. And yeah. She's like, I'm fine. So that's another
that's
thing too.
That's also kind of
is
weird.
Those women were like, nope, you like this has to be your choice.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I want to. So that's another part that I'm like, she was protected by women who were like, no, you're not doing this. And then she was like, no, but I kind of want to. Yeah. So anyways. So yeah, she was like, I was coerced into that. But they decided to make an example of her. Because usually like when you're rich, you get
off lightly.
Yeah, they decided to give her the stiffest sentence they could.
Which was what?
Because she tried to do a brainwashing defense.
I don't know.
And
this one's hard.
You know, they point out like, oh, this didn't happen until I got kidnapped. And it's just she didn't show any remorse of what happened too. And that's another big thing.
Shitty.
And yeah, her bail was revoked in May 1976 when all the appeals that she had failed. And the Supreme Court was like, no, we don't want to hear your case. Like, this is open and shut.
Okay.
And the prison didn't take any, you know, security measures to
special
keep her safe.
To make sure she's good. Yeah.
And then someone left a dead rat on her bunk.
Ew, gross.
Uh-huh. And this was the same day that Bill and Emily Harris were getting... arraigned for her abduction. So that was another thing too, is that like, I don't know, she's being threatened too, so yeah. And they were just kind of convicted on a simple kidnapping charge instead of like the other stuff, because they had evidence that she I don't know. Like, the whole thing is very convoluted, but I'll tell you kind of what she said afterwards. And they didn't give her any bodily damage, too, when they kidnapped her.
Okay.
So that was a thing that kind of, like, worked out in their
favor.
Yeah.
Huh.
And there was people that were trying to get her released from prison and stuff like that. And one of the guys that actually was trying to get signatures died at the Jonestown Massacre in Guyana.
What?
Mm-hmm. Leo Ryan was trying to get signatures just to get her release, and he ended up dying at the Jonestown Massacre in Guyana.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Isn't that crazy that happened? And a lot of people tried to use the defense that like, well, this happened to the Jonestown people, so this probably happened to her, and a lot of people spoke about it.
I feel like it's a little different though.
Yeah,
like it's not a cult one.
Yeah.
And although brainwashing could be part of it, and DeFreeze was like in her head and like telling her all this stuff, I don't think it's on the same level as Jonestown.
Yeah, because Jim Jones brainwashed 900 individuals into mass suicide, but they couldn't accept that the SLA had just like brainwashed one girl, And they're like, well, that's kind of something to think about it. So don't know what happened to the rest of my notes, but Jimmy Carter actually gave her a release when he was in office.
Okay.
And she had written a book. So that's a big thing is like, sorry, my notes are gone for that part. But yeah, Jimmy Carter released her, was just like, you know, but what really sucks is like, I think she was brainwashed.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was totally like she was brainwashed. She had no choice. I think there was like, I think both things can be true at once.
I think so too.
I don't think she was totally like innocent and like was like, I had to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I also don't think this was 100%. Like, I think the recordings and stuff, yes, she said that stuff, but like, we've all heard recordings mm-hmm. where the people are being forced into doing them.
Right.
And, you know, some people are good at convincing than others. But she kind of like when she got older, she was like, she had said that the SLA made her say that they told her they would release her. She could join. And she was told like, no, it's basically like you join or you are killed, which that.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of tracks.
That up. I can kind
because
of
because
like,
if they release her, then she's going to tell them like where they are. And like, you know, like
it's so not it, like it they tracks. Were a big enough operation that they can just like. Drop everything that they had and like leave and go somewhere else. So right.
You've already kidnapped this person. Yeah. Like, what do you do after kidnapping them? You're just gonna let them go?
Well,
like,
I asked a lot of people.
Then
that
it's
were
almost
alive.
Like, are you being taken seriously? Like, they want to be taken seriously. So it's like you're gonna kidnap.
That
someone.
Is why they killed Marcus Foster. They didn't do it because it was fun and like he was well liked. And they were like, hey, just so you know, this guy was trying to do something different. He was kind of like on the liberal end. So why did you kill this man? And like to send a message. But
yeah,
they even were like, maybe we killed the wrong person, which yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Like that was no shit. Kind of not a smart idea to just kill this dude. Like,
yeah, but she wrote a book and kind of like gave some insight into it.
Okay.
And I say, like, she wrote a book, but that doesn't mean everything in the book was, like, factual and, like, true and everything.
Oh, it's her account and maybe even what she believes. You know, like, it's hard to say.
I think two things can be true at once. Yeah. I think she was kidnapped and abducted and, like, didn't want to do a lot of that stuff.
Sure.
But I don't think she totally hated it either.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, but yeah, that's the story of Patricia Hearst. Called her Patty a lot, even though she like Patricia Hearst, but it's a
she's
wild
always known
story.
As Patty Hearst.
Yeah.
So I did look it up. The drunk history one. It is Kristen Wiig who plays Patty Hearst.
Oh, awesome! Do you know which episode it is? Which season it is?
Yeah. Let's see. It is.
I'm asking for me mostly.
Season 1, episode 5.
Oh, okay.
All about San Francisco stuff.
Didn't we at your like last place before we were doing the podcast, I think you and me just like sat and watched Drunk History one night.
Yeah, I freaking love Drunk History.
It's so good.
So Artemis Pevdani is the one who narrates
I don't think I know who that is.
Oh wait, there's a few different people. Sorry, I don't know
who did that one exactly.
Which. Yeah. But Kristen Wiig plays Patty Hearst.
But season 1, episode 5?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. No, I'll be watching that because...
It's so funny.
I'm so excited. Good. But yeah, it was... this story is all over the place. There are a lot of, like, there's this person, then there's this person, and this person does this. So it's kind of, like, convoluted.
Well, and it's, like, everyone's account of what happened versus, like, reality. But you don't know the reality because it's all based on people's accounts.
It's his story, her story, and then the truth.
Right.
But yeah, if you want to see pictures of Patty and some SLA members, we'll be posting that on our Instagram, and that's going to be Instagram, and we're Mysterious Mavens Pod.
And yeah, you can email us if you have any stories that you want to tell us or anything.
Guys,
that,
we love suggestions.
Yeah, you want to suggest, love suggestions. You can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Let us know if you need a story from us or, you know, if you need self-care tips or want to give us self-care tips. We love that too. But yeah, we will talk to you next week.
All right. Until next time, self-care yourself.
Self-care yourself. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.